Welcome to the practice of the daily office. In this season of disruption and uncertainty, we invite you to join us in a rhythm of prayer. How might our days be grounded more deeply in God's presence if we pause each morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer? Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now, you are in God's loving presence. However you are beginning this day, whatever emotions you are feeling, the Lord is with you. Psalm 139 says that there is nowhere we can go to escape God's loving presence. Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. These next moments of silence are yours to rest in the presence of the Lord. Now I invite you to listen to the Word of God. In a time of uncertainty, it is helpful to remember that God is sovereign. The Lord is in control. Jesus is King of this present kingdom of God. Let's begin by familiarizing ourselves with this passage from the Gospel of Matthew. The story takes place as Jesus is beginning his ministry. Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Listen to the passage again. What are you curious about? What questions come to mind in this text? What would you like to ask Jesus? Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As you listen to the passage a second time, did any questions come to mind? I invite you to spend time with the Lord. Ask Jesus your question and listen for his response. What does Jesus have to say to you today? If no question came to mind, perhaps you would consider this one. Jesus, what does it mean that the kingdom is at hand? What does it mean for the kingdom to be present in my life? Would you continue to sit with this question today? Spend time reflecting on it. Pay attention to what the Lord brings to mind. You might even invite someone into your question. Share with them what you are hearing. Ask them what they think. I invite you to pray with me now. Jesus, we are grateful for your work and ministry today. May your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.